Hey, everybody. Saul Marquez with the Health Matters podcast. I want to welcome you back to another episode recorded here at the Health 2023 Las Vegas meeting. Today, I have the privilege of hosting Jeff McCleary on the podcast. He's the VP of Global Connected Health Lead at Capgemini. He helps healthcare and life sciences leaders leverage the power of digital and data to turn their connected health efforts into value-driving enterprises. Jeff, so glad you're here with us.
Thank you for having me.
You know
excited
what?
Excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, and so what is this, day two of the conference?
Well, two and a half, right?
Two and a half.
You get that half day on Sunday.
That's true. So how's it been for you?
It's been good.
Yeah.
I love coming to Health because it's really kind of the pulse of where the industry's at. And if you come over successive years, you can see the, I like to look at the trends and the way things are shifting in the market, where companies are facing their efforts and where new startups and new technologies are starting to be introduced.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really great point. And you sort of start to stitch all the dots to make the trends, yeah. Like you said. That's why I like it too. And just kind of like digging in, I want to just sort of help the audience get to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
What is it that inspires your work in healthcare?
I've been in healthcare for a very long time. I think always on the digital side, because I'm very passionate about the power of technology and what we can do. And that really kind of hit home for me, I think about 9 years ago when my youngest was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And so through that, you really firsthand see the power of technology. There's devices that he wears that keep him alive, mm-hmm. that deliver his insulin, that tell everybody connected to him in a familial stakeholder group where he's at. And whether his blood sugar is high or low, and can really help him live a normal life. And hopefully we get to more advancements in that space. We get to see new organic driven solutions that can, or digital solutions that can help not even have to maybe take insulin at all at some point in time. So for me, that's the kind of manifestation of the work that we do and why I like doing it.
That's fantastic. And it's sort of that innovation that drives results for patients.
Yeah.
How can companies strike the right balance between innovation and focus?
It's an interesting question. And we've seen a lot of that here, like especially as companies come to look at startups and health tech companies for partnering. Part of that challenge is you can get lost in innovation for innovation's sake. And if you look at the startup community or the digital health community, you have to look at 100 companies to find one or two that really make sense for ultimately what you want to do with them. And so you've got the mix of kind of incubators and accelerators and growth platforms, but the ones that really succeed are the ones that really put a focus on why do I want to innovate? What strategic areas of growth am I trying to drive? And what companies can help me get there? Or what new technologies can I not do organically that I can partner with somebody on and have a process and have a structure in place that allows them to be successful? Because you can go out and talk to 20 companies and develop new solutions through an accelerator approach. But if the rest of your organization isn't ready for those innovations when they come in, it becomes a challenge. It becomes a growth limiter.
Yeah, for sure. Having the right approach in this front is key. It's super important to have that strategy and that process, maybe even a governance to drive this type of partnerships, integrations, innovations. Why is innovation crucial for connected medtech devices? And how does it add value to the broader healthcare ecosystem?
It's a really interesting question because we see on the pharma side versus the medtech side, innovation occurs in different spaces. And so a lot of the pharma discussion here has been a kind of early stage R&D to integrate data and technology into new drug development and new solutions that support that drug. On the medtech side, they've been producing devices for years. And we have clients that are in the cusp of developing some new breakthrough technology, which happens. And we have others that have had devices out in hospitals or doctor's offices for 20 or 30 years, but they're not connected. But they're now living in a world where when you add that additional context of what that device is for, what it's intended to do in that experience, you can actually really revitalize a product line, or you can look at really new ways to grow and evolve these products. And as you connect them better, you can start to look at now new kind of alternative models of value. So in the medtech space, especially, we see it a little bit in pharma, but in the medtech space, especially once you connect a device, now you can start to build subscription programs. Mm-hmm. You may not have customers buying the device anymore. They may just pay a prescription to use it. And it's all these different new models that I think are being driven by the fact that you can now infuse such a level of connectivity into all these legacy systems. And at the same time, think about how that impacts how we want to develop new devices and new business models moving forward.
It's such an interesting topic, Jeff. And my my mind just kind of goes in a thousand directions with it, just thinking, okay, connected devices for improved consumer experience, for a payer-informed approach. Mm-hmm. I mean, the list is long and super promising for medtech leaders, I think.
Yeah. It's the idea that you ultimately get to a place where you can say, hey, listen, the process was made more efficient. So if you're talking about an X-ray machine or imaging devices or blood apheresis devices, or the outcomes were improved because we're talking about end patient kind of remote care or better management of that care. All of that is kind of now possible. And I think both sides of the biopharma and the medtech world are starting to look at, okay, now here's how I can measurably improve this outcome, because that's really what payers and providers want to see, is the use of this, or my coverage of this make the patient better in the long run.
Love that. And on the topic of measurement, why is the measurement of the success of connected health products often overlooked, despite the importance?
I think we saw early on in the market, if you look back 8-10 years, there was like 100,000 apps in healthcare. And it was kind of the way you got promoted. You could build an app and you could move up. And some of them were okay, but largely most weren't. And then we saw data privacy and health data regulations change, and it transformed the industry a bit. And I think pharma and I think medtech, kind of late to the game, struggled with just being compliant in those new areas. And I think there was a lot of scare around making sure that if I touch this data, or I really shouldn't touch this data, that you build systems or ways of working that protect you. And I think that kind of approach has slowed down kind of that focus on, okay, one, I'm doing this for a reason. I want to improve patient lives. I want to better manage their treatments, but there's also a business value to that. And so at the end of the day, we want to make sure that we have improved what we do as an organization, whether it's something that's reimbursable or it's something that helps patients better utilize our medications, or maybe it just improves, like if you think about cell and gene therapies, maybe it just improves our process because it better connects that early diagnosis through our supply chain up to end patient use. Those are all different ways to think about value. And it's not that you have to pick any one over the other. It's just a matter of saying that, hey, this does drive value. Because I think when we see internal efforts, they get to a point where costs increase as you continue to develop things, and somebody takes a look at it and says, okay, well, where's the revenue and where's the impact? And I think the teams that are being really successful about that now are really starting to think about how they answer those questions. And again, it doesn't have to be a direct revenue. It can be more about being more efficient internally, but there's a reason that we're doing it.
And there's implications, right? I mean, the implications downstream of more efficiently working, obviously it leads to better results overall.
Leading to better results. I mean, the patient at the end of this is really the key. If we can be more efficient about that, if we can be better prepared or better suited to deliver those solutions, then I think that's the win for everyone.
Love it. Thank you, Jeff. And so we started the conversation, your son and his user experience, your user experience as a father or the family. This user experience is key. And so what risks do pharma and medtech companies face if they neglect that?
I think it goes back to the cost piece. We've seen projects throughout the years where people get into an effort because they kind of read what they wanted out of the market research, or thought that, well, hey, this is successful, so this will be successful. And they launch into development and you get halfway through and it's cumbersome. It's internal transformation and management hasn't kept up, and they can ultimately be very expensive and not necessarily driving value. So when we think about putting these things out in the marketplace, and I think what we heard here at Health is a really important indicator of that, those outcomes and thinking about what are we going to generate with that really have to start at the patient. So even as early on as early phase R&D, when we heard some of the leaders here talking about that, it's really about when you pick the right digital biomarkers to integrate into a clinical trial, that has to start with understanding the patient experience. That has to then incorporate the right digital biomarkers that will drive the right outcomes for that patient set or that patient type. And then providing on the back end that the digital experience that's going to be the best for the patient and their treatment and their care.
I love that. And so folks, are you thinking about the user experience? And if you are, kudos to you. If you're not, it's time. Yeah. And maybe you could do it better. Maybe there's good ways to do it. So this is a good segue to ask you about Capgemini a little bit. So how are you guys helping medtech and pharma with things like patient experience?
So we have across our groups, we're about 330,000 people globally. We have our acquisition of Frog several years ago. It was really kind of leading the forefront of how we help clients rethink those experiences, getting in and understanding really doing a deep dive on the behaviors and the motivations that matter for those patients and the physicians and the stakeholders that are going to be responsible for working with them. And then leveraging our strategic support with our invent arm and working hand in hand with those groups to really create the products that matter. And then with our engineering divisions, really helping design and build and implement those products into the marketplace in a way that really drives that safety and compliance, but also provides a seamless way to execute in the marketplace in a very efficient manner.
Yeah, you know, it's super fascinating to learn about your business and how you have these different arms of the business that sort of help connect the entire experience, because there's certainly, you know, there's the engineering, there's the experience, there's the entire regulation compliance, right?
Well, it's a full end to end. So when you have all of the understanding of each of those areas of that life cycle, it becomes really beneficial to the industry and to clients to be able to say, okay, well, listen, we want to make this change here. Here's what that means when you know, 6 months post-commercialization. And you can really help to see that kind of long-term impact and help drive the best decision-making throughout that process and really do it in a way that is scalable and allows companies to grow with these approaches.
Totally. I love that, Jeff. And I just think of it like my analogy in my brain is a sailor at sea. Do you want to be with somebody that knows the ocean, that knows the ship?
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. Because it's very helpful.
It's dangerous out there. One mistake could crush your business. You don't want to take the risk. And it's great to hear that you guys are experienced in this field the way you are. What explains the disparity between high ambitions for connected health and the current level of maturity observed in biopharma organizations?
Yeah, I think it depends in which kind of area of the world you look at. So we're seeing on the European side, we start to see governments like Germany and now France coming to new regulations that are meant to help kind of facilitate the growth of these types of solutions. And we expect that to drive good things in those markets. I think in the US, the promise was there with some of the initial kind of regulatory steps that CMS took about reimbursement and how money can flow into this space. I think that has stagnated a little bit, and I think it has led to some of the slowdown we see in specifically like the digital therapeutic space or the SMD space, and a focus more on developing those solutions in those spaces that really do matter and that really do drive the right outcomes. So I think it's forced a bit of maturity and focus within the industry to say, listen, we can now compliantly manage this data. We need to build solutions, and we need to be able to drive behaviors throughout that experience that are going to matter. So it's been a journey, and I think it's the what we kind of expect to see out of that kind of, you follow the hype curve, the kind of maturity journey. We come out of that trough of despair, disillusionment into, like, we're starting to find the footing on what really matters in this space and what solutions are going to make the most impact for companies, and they're building towards that.
That's great, Jeff. Thank you for that. Look, this has been a fascinating discussion. I really appreciate you spending time with us here on the Health Matters podcast. What call to action would you leave the listeners with today?
I think it's take a look at your organizations. It's take a look at your products and the customers and the patients and the stakeholders that you support and ask, are we doing everything we can to really drive the right impact? And are we doing it in a way that's responsible for the organization and is responsible for the care and management of that condition with that stakeholder? And you can start to look then at, okay, all right, what are the things that we need to put in place then to really get there and get there in a way that is scalable and matters for our organization? I think when you take that critical lens and look at your internal organizations, it becomes a lot easier to say, all right, how do you and I as two separate stakeholders in an organization work together better to support this bigger purpose? And I think we're seeing that in the space. And I think the more people that do that, the better the space will be and the quicker we'll evolve and get to a really good point of where these things drive real outcomes and value for folks.
Yeah, I love that call to action, Jeff. So folks, you know, collaboration is the currency that will help you move forward. If you're at health, come connect with Jeff. If you're not, reach out to him. And on that note, you know, him and the team at Capgemini, what is the best place for folks to connect with you guys if they want to explore solutions, maybe engage with you guys?
Yeah, they can reach out to us through our website, through any of the number of folks I'm sure that are in their organization, or certainly contact us directly. You know, search on LinkedIn and find us as well. There's, as I said, hundreds of thousands of us there to help support and get you where you need to be.
Amazing. Folks, we'll include links to Capgemini's LinkedIn, their website, Jeff's LinkedIn, so you guys can get in touch. Jeff, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. This has been great. I appreciate it.